Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC for our last 5 minutes today. With Valentine's Day coming up on Sunday, roses are red, violets are blue. Fill in the blank. It can be personal or political. We've got a few dozen of them up on our webpage already. You can post yours to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But now we want you on the air. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And while your calls are coming in, our producer Jody Avergon did a little digging and found the origin of roses are red, violets are blue, and apparently the first appearance of the rhyme as we know it is from 1784 in Gammer Gurton's Garland, a collection of English nursery rhymes. When this was published, the rose is red, the violet's blue, the honey's sweet, and so are you. Thou art my love, and I am thine. I drew thee to my Valentine. The lot was cast, and then I drew, and fortune said it should be you. So that was the first one. Add to that. How about this one from DBL Jr. from Manhattan, who wrote, roses are red, violets are blue. Congress, stop fighting over which one is you. And someone else, here's a partisan one from AC. Roses are red, violets are blue. Roses have thorns like Republicans do. Roses are red, violets are blue. Mess with Barack and I won't love you, writes Donna from Brooklyn. Let's see. There's another political one up here. We're talking about green collar jobs. Someone from LaGuardia Performing Arts Center and Community College wrote, roses are red, violets are blue. Funding the arts creates many jobs, too. Maybe we'll do an arts segment in our Help Wanted series. Roses are Michael from Park Slope. Roses are red, violets are blue, if you can afford them. Joan in Manhattan, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. Happy Valentine's Day.
What you got?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Literature's dead. Twitter is new.
Ooh, thank you. Kimberly in Hudson, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you. So here goes. Mine is, roses are red, violets are blue. My mechanic looks like George Clooney, so any Toyota will do.
I love it. Kimberly, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. And Don in, something's blocking my screen. Oh, Don in somewhere in New Jersey. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say it to my wife. I don't think she's listening, but I'd like to say it to her.
Go ahead. But, roses are red.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If I could find another job, I'd get a great present for you.
Thank you. Irene in Whitestone, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Roses are red.
Violets are bluish. If it weren't for Jesus, we'd all be Jewish.
So maybe the Hindus and the Buddhists and so on. But Irene, thank you very much. Listeners, we're going through these fast, so you can get in here, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Don in Manhattan, happy Valentine's Day.
John,
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Roses are red, violets are blue. Whatever happened to the swine flu?
Thank you. Ed in Greenpoint, happy Valentine's Day, Ed.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And what you got?
Roses are red, violets are blue. If we weren't so secure in our love for each other, I'd run out and buy flowers and chocolate for you. I love you.
All right, but you're secure in your love, so you don't have to do the chocolate and flowers thing. CJ from New York posted, roses are red, violets are blue, the economy stinks, and snow does too. So Frank and Summers, you're on WNYC. Hi, Frank. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's. Roses are red, violets are blue. We will help more than just a few.
Thank you. Charles in Scarsdale, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Roses are red, violets are blue. Congress won't function, so what else is new?
What else
happy
is
Valentine's.
New? Thank you, Charles. Bevan from Brooklyn wrote, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm broke, and so are you. Joan in Clifton, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What you got?
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you lived in the USA, you'd be broke, too.
Thank you. Susan in Manhattan, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. You too. Roses are red, violets are blue. We are growing old happily. I'm growing old happily with you. God bless you, my dear husband, and happy Valentine's Day.
That's very sweet. Schnall from Bloomfield wrote, okay, now you have to figure out which politician he's talking about. Roses are red, violets are blue, you look like Fred Flintstone, and you govern like him, too. Eva in Manhattan is going to get our last one. Hi, Eva. Happy Valentine's
Hi.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue, black president, yellow grandchild, I love you.
Okay. And that is it. She's got two more colors in there. Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. We had intern help today from Rachel Senator and Chuni Chien. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Let's see. Happy Valentine's Day from me to you all. Happy Lunar New Year. Happy first day of the Olympics. And other stuff, too. I'm Brian Lehrer. Have a great weekend.